T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, damn right. You start now. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and I will break the form immediately as I was about to do exactly what John Lopez did just in that moment, which is type down stealth camping.
You know why I typed it down?
Why?
I used to do that all the time.
Really?
I used to just pack my backpack with a tent, go to some beach somewhere, and fishing rod, just by myself.
That fights every inclination in my body. Just go out into the woods by my lonesome? No, thank you.
The reason that came up was because, similar to you guys use Joe Flacco as the basis for your question of the day, and it's an outstanding question. We kind of did a question off of the Flacco eating by himself thing, which was, what is something that you do now that you never thought you would like doing?
Oh, that's also a great question.
Flacco, the gist of his thing was, like, he always thought, he felt sorry for people eating by themselves, and now he's like, they're in heaven. But somebody texted in stealth camping.
John, this is actually like camping like in a suburban neighborhood, like at the end of a roundabout and stuff. Like you're a homeless person. It's like homeless fantasy camp.
I used to just go to a beach with a loaf of bread, some bologna, and a fillet knife in case I caught fish, and my tent.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Today I am learning. Yeah. All right. Appreciate you fine fellas. Again, we always love cross-talking with the fellas of the drive, fellas of Fainted Pendergast.
We
don't? Okay. Thank you for making that note. I'm sure that we'll hear about
You're not talking about the drive.
No, of course not. All right, let's get going on Thursday. Appreciate you rocking with us. We will give away a 4-pack of tickets in the 12 o'clock hour to Cougars, West Virginia Mountaineers. That'll be given away. And we'll have a few guests. As always, we talk to Andy Kalu on a Thursday. And we will go behind enemy lines with Tracy Sandler, who covers the Niners. But before we get there, John Lopez, I know that you heard from D'Amico Ryans yesterday, as we all did.
Sure did.
I'm wondering in what kind of mental state you did, because I know you had the root canal. So, like, I don't know where you were.
A little Tylenol with codeine. It opens your that third eye, as you like to call. No, look, man, this bothered me. And it kind of opened my eyes in a different way. What bothered me the most, and it's not really what I want to talk about here, but it bothered me the most, when he was asked about the identity of a football team, and he said, move the ball. Had David Culley said that? Did you say that? I didn't hear it, Sean, sorry. But had David Culley said, our offensive identity is move the ball, we would still be playing that cut.
It wasn't for that cut, but yesterday, the cut that D'Amico had on Tuesday, where he said that Braxton Berrios got the job back as the punt returner because, you know, he can field the ball. I said that exact thing. I said, if David Culley said that, we would spend 5 segments on
it. But the identity, move the ball.
That's another one.
You know what? That's right, David. Let's hear from the horse's mouth. This was D'Amico specifically responding to the question, what is the identity of this offense to you?
The identity of our offense is, at the end of the day, to me, Will, identity of offensive football is move the ball. it doesn't matter. People want, oh, you're run first, pass first. It doesn't matter. Move like, if ball. You get 4 yards, you get 4 yards. It's just throwing the ball, passing the ball, and offense just has to be efficient. And that's what it has to be, right? When we play versus the Titans and versus the Ravens, what was our identity? We moved the football because we were efficient. We stayed on track. We stayed. It didn't matter if we ran the ball or we threw the ball. Short passes, it didn't matter. Like, that's what offensive football is about, right? And that's what, you know, the team we're playing this week and watching these guys on tape, what's their identity, right? They move the football. Like, they find ways to get the ball out. They run the ball well. They throw the ball quick, getting out of the quarterback's hands very well, and they're efficient in what they're doing.
That's right, David.
You got to be kidding me with this. But
I'm not.
Here's the thing. He also said when asked about, you know, the offense in general and how they're doing things offensively, he said, I'm figuring it out. He said, I'm figuring it out. And I actually, in a weird way, Reggie, don't even blame him. It speaks to the gist of the topic I want to talk about here. He is a defensive-minded head coach.
We've said that often, yes.
Everybody has said that. And he's gone over to the offensive side of the room. And I've said this. I don't expect him to be game planning and drawing up plays and all that. But to be able to sit there and say our identity is move the ball and I'm figuring it out, that tells you that a defensive-minded head coach has some severe blind spots in terms of the offense.
I will say that I'm figuring it out comment was in response.
It was about the whole thing. It was about the whole.
Right. Well, I think it was even more so about how, you know, why things in the games weren't happening as to the way they were practicing, which is that's been kind of surprising.
About the offense at first.
Somewhat, yeah, but I think it's surprising to me is just the way that D'Amico Ryans, in a way, has kind of been bringing the accountability that folks have been clamoring for from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
And saying that, well, it's just the players not executing what we've been coaching them.
Yeah.
And for me, the question has been just like what was posed to him. Well, why is that not happening, right? Because that's the coach's responsibility is to bring what you bring in practice into game day, and seemingly that's not happening. And that was where he responded, I'm figuring that out. But still, I think that there is a point to be made about like the vagueness that he brought to an answer about the offense.
He's a defensive-minded head coach.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
But do it seem like he don't really have a say-so in this?
No, he has a big say-so.
As the head coach, he have a say-so.
Bleeping coach.
No, I get that. But that's not his office. That's not his, like, say what you want. That wasn't his guy. That's Nick Cayley is a Nick Caserio guy.
I know someone who will not fight you on that.
they brought that offense.
Yeah.
He didn't come from the Patriots offense or anything like that.
Yeah, you're 100% right. But also, he's over there trying to figure out things on the offensive side. He told us that. And so it got me to thinking, like, I'm a little uncomfortable with something that I didn't think I'd be that uncomfortable with. And
What's that?
And that is that D'Amico Ryans is a defensive-minded head coach. Let me give you some numbers. You love numbers more than life itself.
That's an exaggeration, but I understand what you're going for.
I looked at the top two teams in every division in the NFL. That's 16 teams, okay?
Right.
16 teams in the NFL, the top two in every division. 11 of them are coached by offensive-minded head coaches.
Sure.
Is that a coincidence? 11 of the best 16 teams right now as we sit here are coached by offensive-minded head coach?
No, but I mean, I think it's fair to then take a larger look at what the league is, you know, situated as, where there's a lot of teams that are coached by offensive-minded head coaches because of the, you know, I think the push and pull.
Why?
That I think teams know that having a very good offensive coordinator, teams would lean towards offense.
Yeah.
I don't think that that also means that, like, good defensive head coaches can't be, you know, can't be there. I think that there is something, though, for me, where outside of him just being a defensive head coach, although I guess it is aided by that, I feel like any coach who is good and worth their salt should be able to give you an idea of what you're trying to execute, right? If we're going to talk about all this execution, what are we trying to get to? Mm-hmm. And it feels like just being good is too vague, is too wide of a mark. I've always been told that if you're trying to hit a mark, you need to make your goal plain.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like, and maybe this is unfair because, again, when he's talking about not executing, there's very particular things on the small end. But on the larger, you know, in the larger scale, 30,000-foot view, we just need to move the football.
Yeah.
You're not going to get things done if that's the only place that you're taking it from. And I understand that there's supposed to be some variety in this offense. But my thing about it is variety's all good. But if I got a whole bunch of variety and none of it's good, what am I doing, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you go to a diner, mm-hmm, and they've got this big old menu and none of it's good, that restaurant isn't worth a damn to you. When I can go to a very particular place that only serves one thing but does it incredibly well,
yeah,
and I'll be better served that way. And it feels like that might be what's happening right here with this Texans offense.
So do you feel like D'Amico is at this diner with this terrible menu?
Oh, I think that's an easy place to go.
I mean, looking at this offense,
that's what I'm saying. Like, at some point, that's why I feel like he's kind of vague with these answers.
Well,
it's like, what am I supposed to eat at this point?
I don't think he really knows, like, and maybe
how am I supposed to cook with these awful ingredients?
Let's keep this in mind. Who's running? This is a simple question. Who's really running the offense? Nick Caley's the offensive coordinator, but let's keep in mind, we know who brought him in. There's one, Nick Caserio. Then there's Nick Caley. Then there's Jerry Schaplinski, who came in this year as the pass game coordinator. Then there's Gerard Johnson, the quarterback's coach. Then there's Ben McDaniels. Then there's the old coach that
Bill Lazor.
Bill Lazor. That's six guys. That's six offensive guys that ostensibly could be coordinators and have been interviewed as coordinators. You have six guys on the offense. What is CJ Stroud? Who is he supposed to listen to?
I mean, there's a hierarchy in place there for a reason, though.
Yeah, but he's getting it from everywhere. It's the menu. It's that fig he's talking about.
So is he getting it from all these other people, or is it just Nick Caley?
Well, Nick Caley's delivering the message, I'm sure. But what I'm saying is he's probably getting info, and these meetings have all these guys in them, you know, six.
Sure, but I mean, we're going to pretend like every other team does not have a number of guys. Like, there's big staffs everywhere. Ultimately, it is incumbent upon the coaching staff and the hierarchy you set up to streamline your message, if that's indeed what's happening.
But that's my question. I mean, is it coming from all sides? Is it streamlined?
I feel like if it was coming from all sides, the offense might be a little better.
I feel like you'd have more answers
but
to some of these
swimming
circumstances. Well, this is the thing. Is there's a possibility, and there's a probability, in fact, that what the system that you have does have CJ swimming. Now, I think some people are immediately going back to the S2 cognition test and trying to say that this is some level of proof of that's validity. I wouldn't go there by any stretch of the imagination. But, I mean, this is notoriously a fairly complex offense. It's one of the things that, you know, we give Tom Brady credit for, is that he's able to do all these things and pull all these things from disparate places and make it go. So, yeah, he might be swimming, but ultimately, like, the decision, like, the complexity is not leading to answers. And it's the real problem is that the layman can look at the screen and see there aren't answers here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would love to have a circumstance where you could funnel this down and have answers. But the problem is, how do you do that without being able to, like, fully hone in on that? And D'Amico Ryans, as the dude who ultimately decides the direction of what's happening, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, anything in between, is telling you that basically we just need to get offense.
Yeah,
that doesn't feel, and maybe that that outlet of standing in the podium in front of the media is not where he's going to give you the fullest answer. However, I don't know. Just we're 7 weeks through this. They had a big long week of being able to remember self scout 3 weeks in. You have a bye week as well, which is, again, 6 weeks. That's another opportunity to self scout if we're going off of his menu. And then we come out with decisions that are mind-boggling. An offense does not that is not pointed and does not have direction. And then we have a directionless answer. It feels like it falls in line with the larger trend.
Yeah, to me, it just seemed like D'Amico is, you know, he's the head coach, so he's going to get the blame for this. But to me, it just seemed like he is just, I guess, rolling with the punches. These are not his guys. Even though he said, I hired Nick Caley and that was my call. These ain't his guys, man. Well, and I think he have legit no answer.
I know we're
to
kind of up
going
against
on.
It, but I do want to share this because this opened my eyes big time. The whole defensive-minded head coach. He's still, even if they're not his guys, he's still establishing the philosophy. And we've heard him say that, you know, run the ball short, be safe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to go back to this study that I came across because I really started digging in on the offensive
study.
Versus defensive mind. Yeah, I was channeling Reggie. So from 2011 to 2021, that's the most recent study. There were 36 quarterbacks drafted in the NFL. The majority of them in the top 5 and 10 picks were drafted by defensive minded head coach. But the majority of the success of those players came from offensive minded head coaches. Think about that. The majority of the highest drafted quarterbacks went to defensive-minded head coach from 2011 to 2021. But the most success were the ones that were drafted by offensive-minded head coaches. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
We got the wrong head coach then.
I'm just saying.
That's what you're putting forward here.
Yeah. Well, what I'm putting forward is let your offensive guy be by himself and get it done. Not like Bobby Slowick, but maybe, you know, look at the defensive-minded head coach. You know, offensive-minded, but like Ben Johnson in Detroit. Like some of these guys, Buffalo.
You think D'Amico need to back up a little bit?
I do. I do.
But we were looking at the early portions of the season and their inability to get things done.
I know
saying
Bobby
that
Slowick
he needed to come through
it all. Bobby Slowick ruined it all. But I do.
That's
interesting. I don't know about that.
I don't agree with that. Like, I think that he needs to be able to quality control.
You got
this.
The right guy, you're gonna get it done.
If you got the right guy, that's a big if.
They didn't have the right guy.
That's a big if. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's something I think we need to examine further because it seems like you're very, very strong on the idea that D'Amico Ryans, let this offense coordinator cook. And I'd be interested, 713-572-4610, how many agree with that? All right, coming up next, we got our very first injury report, and we kind of knew this was the case, but Nico and Christian Kirk looking like they might not go. What do the Texans actually have in the coffers in order to go to battle on Sunday with? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.